In a landmark deal announced this week, one company committed an additional $100 billion to U.S. manufacturing. That brings its total investment to $265 billion for 12 new facilities. Can the U.S. tech supply chain possibly absorb that much capital? And what does it mean for competitors in Europe? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the global semiconductor landscape. We're seeing historic levels of investment pouring into the United States, aiming to reshore the entire manufacturing ecosystem. But it's not just about building massive new factories. We'll also be looking at the critical, often invisible, material science, the specialized adhesives and encapsulants that are essential for making these next-generation electronics actually work in the real world.
Exactly, Susie. The capital is the headline, but the innovation is in the chemistry. We'll connect the dots from a $265 billion investment by TSMC all the way down to a new epoxy that can survive 1,000 extreme temperature swings. It's all part of the same strategic picture.
Let's start with that staggering number. Troy, TSMC announced an additional $100 billion investment in the U.S. What is this money actually for, and why is this happening now?
This new commitment, part of a U.S.-Taiwan trade agreement, brings TSMC's total planned investment to $265 billion for 12 advanced semiconductor and packaging facilities. We're talking about the absolute cutting edge, 3-nanometer and 2-nanometer logic chip manufacturing, plus advanced packaging solutions like CoWoS, which are essential for assembling high-performance AI chips. This is a direct response to the incentives from the U.S. CHIPS Act and a strategic move to de-risk the supply chain from geopolitical tensions in the Taiwan Strait.
So for our listeners in manufacturing, what does this mean? If TSMC is building in the U.S., does that sideline European chipmakers?
Not necessarily sideline, but it dramatically raises the competitive stakes. U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on high-end chips, from automotive to aerospace and data centers, will have a massive, resilient, onshore supply chain. This reduces lead times and supply uncertainty. However, it also means European companies without a strong U.S. presence may face a competitive disadvantage in accessing this capacity. It puts immense pressure on Europe's own chip initiatives to keep pace.
And for trading companies, is this a signal to reorient sourcing to the U.S.?
Absolutely. Distributors and sourcing agents should be establishing relationships now with the ecosystem forming around these new fabs. This isn't just about TSMC. It's about the equipment suppliers, materials providers, and logistics networks that will support these 12 facilities. The market timing is critical. The foundations are being laid today for supply chains that will dominate the next decade.
So the key action for executives?
If you're in a tech-heavy industry, you need to be reevaluating your supply chain map for the next 5 to 10 years. A U.S.-centric strategy is no longer optional. It's becoming a core requirement for resilience and access to leading-edge technology. Your team should be modeling the cost and logistical implications of shifting sourcing to North America.
That TSMC investment is a monumental piece of the puzzle, but a fab is useless without the raw materials. We saw another major move this week from Micron, right?
Correct. On July 9th, Micron Technology committed up to $3 billion to strengthen the U.S. semiconductor ecosystem. Critically, this includes a $500 million strategic investment in GlobalWafers, specifically for their 300-millimeter silicone wafer manufacturing facility in Texas.
So, break that down. Micron makes memory chips. GlobalWafers makes the silicon disks they're built on. This is about securing the most basic ingredient.
Precisely. This isn't just an investment. It's a 10-year supply agreement. Micron is ensuring it has a guaranteed domestic supply of the foundational material for its future DRAM and NAND flash memory production. With demand for memory skyrocketing due to AI, they are eliminating a critical potential bottleneck. This is a clear example of onshoring, not just assembly, but the deep-tier supply chain.
How does this affect manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe?
For U.S. manufacturers, this is another signal of growing supply chain security. It means the inputs from memory, a universal component in everything from cars to factory robots, are becoming more localized. For European manufacturers, it highlights a potential vulnerability. While Europe is building its own fabs, is it also securing the wafer supply with the same urgency?
This move by Micron could give U.S. tech manufacturing a long-term stability advantage.
What's the takeaway for trading companies and distributors here?
The focus is expanding beyond finished chips to raw and semi-finished materials. Sourcing and distribution of high-purity silicon wafers, specialty chemicals, and manufacturing gases in the U.S. will be a major growth area. Companies that can position themselves as key suppliers to these new wafer fabs, like the Global Wafers Texas plant, will be in a prime position.
So, the actionable advice for an executive?
Look at your bill of materials, identify your most critical semiconductor components, and ask your suppliers where their wafers are coming from. The answer to that question is becoming a key indicator of your own supply chain risk. It's time to demand more transparency deep into the material source.
It's interesting, Troy, that we're seeing this massive push in the U.S., but it's not exclusively American companies. German industrial giant Bosch made a big announcement as well.
Yes, and it's a perfect illustration of the global nature of this shift. On July 13th, Bosch secured up to $225 million in direct funding from the U.S. Commerce Department. This supports their much larger $2 billion investment to convert their facility in Roseville, California, into a silicon carbide, or SiC, semiconductor factory.
We've talked about silicon carbide before. Remind us why it's so important.
SiC semiconductors are a game changer for high-power applications, especially electric vehicles. They're far more efficient, can handle higher temperatures, and switch faster than traditional silicon. This means longer EV range, faster charging, and more compact power systems. By establishing 200-millimeter SiC wafer production in the U.S., Bosch is creating a critical domestic supply for the American auto industry.
So, for a European auto manufacturer, seeing a German peer like Bosch get U.S. government funding to build a critical EV component factory in California must be a wake-up call.
It's a strategic imperative. It shows that to serve the booming U.S. EV market, you need to produce key technologies within it. This move directly benefits U.S. carmakers by giving them local access to SiC chips, reducing reliance on Asian supply chains. For European automotive manufacturers, it means they either need to build their own capacity in the U.S. or risk being dependent on competitors like Bosch for critical components.
And for trading companies that supply the auto sector?
The market for SiC power modules and related components in North America is about to expand significantly. Commercial production at the Bosch facility is slated to begin in 2026. Distributors should be looking to partner with companies that can supply the entire SiC ecosystem, from the raw SiC crystals to the packaging and testing services that will be needed to support this fab.
What should executives be doing now?
If you're in the EV or renewable energy space, you need a silicon carbide strategy, period. This Bosch investment proves the U.S. government is prioritizing domestic SiC production. European executives should be lobbying for similar incentives at home while simultaneously evaluating partnerships or investments in the North American SiC supply chain to remain competitive.
Troy, we've covered billions in investment for massive factories, but inside these tiny, powerful chips, there are other critical technologies at play. An announcement from a UK firm, Honeley Adhesives, caught my eye. They've developed something called Structolit 8025. What is it?
Structolit 8025 is a next-generation underfill material. It's a specialized epoxy designed for advanced semiconductor packages like flip chips and BGAs. Its key breakthrough, announced on July 10th, is its ability to withstand 1,000 thermal cycles from a frigid negative 40 degrees Celsius to 100 degrees Celsius without failing.
Okay, underfill sounds like something you'd get at a construction site. Translate that for a business audience. Why is this so important for the electronics being made in these new fabs?
Think of it as a microscopic shock absorber. It fills the tiny gap between the silicon chip and the circuit board is mounted on. As the chip heats up and cools down, the chip and the board expand and contract at different rates. Without a proper underfill, this stress creates microcracks and the chip fails. In harsh environments, like a car engine bay or an airplane wing, this reliability is everything.
So, how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For any company making high-reliability electronics, automotive sensors, aerospace components, industrial control systems, this is a significant advance. It means the semiconductor packages they use can be more durable. A German automotive supplier using chips protected by this material can offer a more robust product than a competitor using a standard underfill. It directly impacts product lifetime and warranty costs.
What should trading companies and distributors know about a product this specialized?
They should know that the demand for high-performance specialty chemicals is growing in lockstep with advanced semiconductor manufacturing. This isn't a commodity product. They should be looking for partnerships with specialized suppliers like Hohnella Adhesives. Offering these advanced materials provides a high-value service to their manufacturing clients who are trying to improve product reliability.
So the actionable insight is about looking beyond the chip itself?
Precisely. Executives need to encourage their engineering teams to look at the entire bill of materials for electronic assemblies. The choice of encapsulant or underfill is no longer a minor detail. It's a key determinant of product performance and competitive differentiation. Investing in advanced materials like this can yield a significant return in long-term reliability.
Sticking with materials, we saw a major acquisition this week. U.S.-based H.B. Fuller is buying U.K.-based Advanced Medical Solutions. This seems like a big move in the medical device space.
It is. Announced July 16th, this all-cash acquisition strategically expands H.B. Fuller's footprint in the highly regulated and high-margin medical adhesives market. They are projecting $55 million in synergies by 2031 and are expanding their addressable market from $80 billion to $95 billion.
So what does Advanced Medical Solutions actually make?
They specialize in products like tissue adhesives for closing wounds, advanced surgical tapes, and formulated biosurgical products. These are not simple glues. They are complex, biocompatible materials that are critical for modern surgical procedures. H.B. Fuller is essentially buying a portfolio of high-growth, specialized medical technologies and intellectual property.
How does a U.S. company buying a U.K. specialist affect the manufacturing landscape on both sides of the Atlantic?
For U.S. medical device manufacturers, it means a large, established supplier like H.B. Fuller now has a much broader, more innovative portfolio. It could streamline their sourcing. For European competitors of Advanced Medical Solutions, they are now facing a rival backed by the global scale and R&D budget of H.B. Fuller. It will intensify competition in the European medical materials market.
What's the signal for trading companies and distributors in the medical sector?
This signals ongoing consolidation. Large players are snapping up innovators. Distributors who have strong relationships with specialized, independent manufacturers should be on high alert. This is a time to either solidify those partnerships or diversify their supplier base, as their key lines could be acquired. It's also an opportunity to approach a company like H.B. Fuller to distribute these newly acquired product lines into new regions.
And the actionable insight for executives in this space?
If you are in the specialty chemicals or medical device industry, this deal underscores the value of niche, high-performance technologies. For smaller European firms, it shows they are attractive acquisition targets for larger U.S. players seeking market access and innovation. For executives at larger companies, it's a reminder that strategic M&A is a key tool for rapid expansion into adjacent high-growth markets.
All right, Troy, that was a lot to cover. From billion-dollar fabs to microscopic adhesives, let's distill it down. What are the key takeaways for our listeners this week?
I see three major strategic themes. First, the onshoring of the U.S. semiconductor supply chain is real, and it's happening at an unprecedented scale. The $265 billion commitment from TSMC and Micron's $3 billion ecosystem investment are not just plans. They are actively reshaping the global technology map. Western executives must treat North American manufacturing as a central pillar of their future strategy.
Second,
this is a transatlantic effort with a clear focus on critical sectors. The U.S. funding for German-owned Bosch's silicon carbide plant in California shows that the goal is to build resilient supply chains for key industries like electric vehicles, wherever the best technology resides. This creates both opportunities and competitive threats for European firms.
And the third takeaway?
Third, don't forget the small stuff. Underpinning all of this advanced manufacturing are innovations in material science. Whether it's a high-endurance underfill from Hohnle or a specialized medical adhesive from AMS, these materials are what enable the performance and reliability of the final product. Competitive advantage can be found in the chemistry, not just the capital.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us at Troy Technical Intelligence. We're here to help you connect the dots between today's technology news and tomorrow's business strategy.
We'll be back next week with another analysis of the developments shaping your industry.
Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. Until then, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.